This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your official home to talk New York sports is WFAN. Call us anytime at 888-808-1019. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Right back at it on The Fan in New York. My guy coming through right now. Former Yankee, but this guy played for a bunch of teams. This guy was an absolute baller in the outfield and at the plate. Cameron Maven joins us right now on The Fan. Cam, thanks for making the time tonight.
Man, for you, you know what's going to happen. Let's go.
We'll get right into it, bro. I just queued you up saying that I need to give you your flowers because, like, I really laid into it this year after Devin Williams, but you were ahead of this. Like, you were with the Yankees in 2019, but, like, you being a former player, you having relationships with players, you doing a podcast, foul territory with former players, you just being in different clubhouses and being in the know, you were putting it out online and people were hating on you. And I remember replying, even my reply, I said, we can't change it. And I put specifically Cole and Judge could change it as like captains of the team. And then Hal Steinbrenner literally met with those two guys and your boy Stanton and they changed the rule.
It was beautiful. Not only did he meet with those guys, you know, Hal said he also met with, former, present Yankees, and I think about guys that are around camp right now, Ron Guidry, Andy Pettit, CeCe Sabathia. Let's be honest, Keith, you're a Yankees guy, guys that towed the line on start day of that 5 o'clock shadow, right? Like guys that I don't think you're going to say anything to these guys before their start, right? If they got a little bit of a shadow out there. So, and then for me, when I made that comment, I think you being around me at this point, everything I say is off of my experience, right? And these are conversations that I remember having with former teammates and former peers about, man, if I had to go here, I might not go here because I like my beard and I like my locks and I like my hair. So, it's good that Hal, the organization has decided, hey, it's time to push the button forward. And also, too, I think, like Hal said, too, like Cash said, it's still a standard, right? This isn't, Duck Dynasty. No offense to Duck Dynasty. I love it. Great show, right? But we're still going to, hold it to a standard, right? Clean cut, shaven. But some faces, Keith, some faces are meant for beards, my guy. You feel me?
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm excited about it. I think when you talk about money, when you talk about millions, I think that the normal fan doesn't realize sometimes when you talk about millions, some guys do have egos and they do have things that come into play where they say, I'd rather keep my beard and go sign somewhere else, right? Even with the nostalgia, even with the history of what the Yankees are. So I think this is a great move, right? I think Judge, I think Gerrit Cole, I think you still have some guys that can still hold it to a standard, right? This isn't sloppy. This is still the New York Yankees. So I'm excited about it, man. Today was a good day for me. You know what I mean? I felt good about it, and I felt good about it for the Yankees organization. I think this, you know, these are little things, but I think big things on the big spectrum of, you'd be surprised on how many guys might be like, cool, I can keep my beard, Vladdy, coming soon. I can keep my look, my flow. I can keep my swag. Listen, I had dreads. I don't mean to continue to talk too long, Keith, but this is real. I remember being in Miami when Dembo came into Miami, and before I signed the offseason, I had a couple offers, but I had previously been a Marlin, and they said, hey, you know, I asked those guys, will it be an issue with my hair? I know back when I was with you guys previously, it was an issue about dreadlocks, cornrows, dreads, whatever it may be, but I keep my hair neat. I keep my hair upbeat. You know this. We keep it professional. We look good when we show up. But I remember when I showed up to spring training, Don Mattingly was my manager, and he literally hated calling me into the office multiple of times going, Cam, it's not me, it's the organization, it's the ownership. He's like, I'm like, yo, I'm a notoriously bad spring training player. I just want to get ready for the season, and you're worrying about my hair? So, again, I think this is really amazing for the Yankees, the fan base, you know, the Spanish fan base, the fan base that it is in New York. You see beers lined up to the tee, crispy. So, I love this, man. I love it.
Yeah, hey, I'm letting you go. That's why I have you on. You can speak to it at a level that I can't even come close to. I can relate to having the dreads, having the locks. I already told, you know, my story, my piece of it. But, like, you know what I leaned into last week, Cam? I went to the NBA and I went into, you know, college football. I said, Jared McClain, who plays for the Sixers, he paints his nails. They accept Boom. Him for who he is, and it's cool. But like 20 years ago, they would have been telling him, take that off. And even Absolutely. Ryan Williams for Alabama, the wide receiver, he's got an NIL deal with a nail polish company. He's raking in money for the school and himself, painting his nails. And he's a dog. No one can say anything about him. So what I said was, there's going to be a young Yankee or a young free agent that wants to come to the Yankees, and he's got a social media following and presence, and it's a lot about his aura. Maybe he's got Goldilocks, maybe he's got a golden beard, or whatever color the beard is, or whatever the hair, who knows, in the future, mm-hmm. right? I kept projecting into the future. The future is now. They just got in front of it. They said, we don't need to have this issue down the line. It's been an issue behind the scenes. No one has really pushed back enough. Now is the time to end it. And I ask you about your son coming up, right? Your son has long hair. Your yeah. son could actually end up on the Yankees one day.
He wants to be, you know, these ahead. Organizations that he holds, you know, at a high, on a very high, you know, threshold, the Yankees, you know, and some of these organizations. So not to cut you off, Keith, but you're absolutely right. And I think about these conversations. I think about these, you know, it seems like it's minute to some people, but you'd be surprised when you talk about, you know, and I use myself as an example. I remember when I had, you know, my locks going. I remember when you know, the Marlins called me and they, you know, they pretty much pressured me to cut my hair. And I remember, you know, okay, I've always been an organizational guy. I've always been a team guy. And I remember cutting my hair, but I also remember feeling like I lost a little bit of aura,
yep.
right? Like, just to be honest, it sounds crazy. You remember the old story of Samson? He cut his hair, he lost strength. Like, there's something about, you know, the beard. When you see guys like Devin Williams, you know, as humans, as players, we do certain things, whether it's the arm sleeve, whether it's, you know, guys get tattoos, whether guys wear their earrings. These guys do things because it makes them feel a certain type of confident before they go out and compete, right?
Yes.
And then you call it superstition. You call it what I want. It's, you call it, you know, habit. Whatever you want to call it, it's real. Anybody who's ever competed, right, the normal fan who's ever competed, they remember that lucky band, that lucky wristband. It's the same thing, right? And I think people took it for granted because you associated with the Yankees. But at the end of the day, we're still humans. Right. So you talk about having a guy who, you know, you talk about the I just use the Latino fan base for, you know, instance, the Dominicans. That culture is used to having beards lined yes. up, clean cut. They're clean. But it's like, if you're telling the guy I can go, maybe if I got to sacrifice a few million to go somewhere where I could be myself and still feel confident, yes, it matters. And I applaud Hal for his comments. I applaud him for, you know, doing his due diligence, reaching out to people and saying, you know what, it's time to, you know, switch it up. It's time to, you know,
evolve
with the times, you know. So, but I also think you can still keep it a standard. I was a guy that played with the Yankees. They called me, my agent called me, hey, you willing to, man, I'm shaving right now. Say less. But I also, as a fan and sitting around my peers, have been amongst conversations where guys are like, screw that, man. If it comes down to it, I would never do that. You know, so I think about a fan base, you know, who deserves the best. You look at the Dodgers, and I hate to bring it up. They have a atmosphere of be yourself, be you, tell your story, right? We're the Yankees. You're the Yankees. Be that. Tell your story through your spikes, through your hair, through your beard, or whatever it may be. And I applaud Hal for, you know, not making it about him. His dad, who has created a monster, an epic franchise, maybe the most historic franchise in all of sports history, right? You can argue it. It's the Yankees. But I applaud him for, you know, updating and staying, you know, with what's going on right now and trying to give your organization the best chance possible to win. And this is him doing a move that it may seem small, it may seem crazy to some fans, but this is a part of how going, if we want to get Vladdy, you know what, Vladdy, we are going to sign you and you're going to keep that beard. Keep it lined up, keep it nice, keep it tight. Do you, buddy? Right? Why not?
I laugh about Vladdy. He could be a Met. He could stay in Toronto. But now it's open for him to potentially be a Yankee with that beard. It's a long time coming for this. And, Cam, you said something about the guys, aura, moxie, swag. Like, you know, you look good, you play good, you play good, you are good. You are good, they pay good. You know, it's deeper than that as well, because what I was saying earlier is these guys leave with that shaved beard. They go home like that, right? I just saw the trailer for the Red Sox Netflix series, and Tristan Casas is talking about how vulnerable you feel out there on the field, because baseball is a sport of failure, right? So you got to go out there and fail, get booed, get mocked, have somebody throwing 100 miles an hour by you, you boot a ground ball, and you look in the mirror when you go home at night, and you're like, I wish I had my beard. That's done.
Man. 100%, it's real, and I love the day and time that we're in, man. I've seen a lot of different eras, a lot of different decades, a lot of generations. I played in three different generations, and I love it. And I was a young guy that came in to be quiet, be seen, not be heard. If you're hurt, don't show up to the training room. Figure it out at home in the house. Do your treatment at home. You better not been at, you know. And I love the evolution of the game, and I think this is a part of it. And I appreciate where we are. And those are great points. It's big. And let's talk about this, too. Like, just for example, Keith, how many times have we seen guys, great players, leading Yankees? What's the first thing they do?
They grow their beard out. Gleyber Torres, that's done now, too.
I know it sounds stupid. First thing they do, grow that beard out.
No, it's freedom. It's I'm free to do what I want.
I'm saying, bro, you got to get embracing it. So, again, you know what I think, too? I think the majority of the fans, the day and time we're in, I think the majority of the fans are going to appreciate it. And I tell you, you know, you out there with the creatures. You look around, bro. How many creatures are clean shaved, bro?
None. A lot of them are old. A lot of them have gray beards.
You feel me? Great salt and pepper shawties. You feel me? Like, come on, man. Like, I think we're at a time and era where I think little things go very far. It's going to create an extra type of buzz. I'm telling you, I'm excited. I know there are a lot of people who won't like it. And again, it's still an option. If you want to keep it going, keep it going. If there are going to be a few guys who like it. Listen, right now, I'm talking to you right now. My barber just got me right this past Wednesday. I'm clean shaving. Yeah, I told my homeboy, like I'm on the Yankees 2005. Clean shave. I like it. I don't want. But certain guys, I think, listen, Devin Williams, watch how he goes out and shoves now.
Hey.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, you know
I'm
what I said? You know what I said? I said they saw that airbender pitch, and they're like, wait, Hal's like, this guy's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. Devin Williams is going to be the guy that we remember. Like, he came in, he didn't make a fuss about it. I just met Devin. He's humble. He's quiet as kept. He wasn't going to push back. He wasn't going to say a word. He just fell in line. But you know,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Toyota's legacy has been standing tall for generations. From pioneering hybrid technology to redefining the standards of safety and efficiency. Each innovation, a renewed commitment to progress. And with Toyota's legendary lineup of trucks in stock at your local Toyota dealer, you can experience the legacy for yourself. So check out the ultra-rugged new 2024 Tacoma, built for off-road adventure or everyday practicality. Or test drive a heavy-duty half-ton 2024 Tundra, decked out with modern tech and comfort with a haul anything attitude. And both Tacoma and Tundra are available with the iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, giving your truck more power than ever before. Quality, reliability, efficiency. That's the legacy of Toyota. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, to find out more. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
What? The whole baseball world saw him for the first time without a beard, and they're like, yo, that's D-Train. That's the airbender. What are they doing to him? That's not
what
right.
What are they doing to him? Hey, Carlos Rodon, get you some swag, my boy. Get you a little aura. Go ahead.
Rodon, get back to your actual form that we signed you in and thought we were getting.
I'm just saying. I'm pulling up right now. I'm looking at ball. I'm looking at White Sox. I'm looking at Giant. Bring your little beard back. Now we're going to clean it up. Jordan, hey, our barber, we got the best barber in the game. Jordan's going to get it right.
This is New York. Cam, that's another thing.
Keep it tight.
Shout out to Jordan MVP Barber, Davey Cuts. I text Davey to see if Davey could come on because I think he's down there in Tampa. But, like, I just saw a clip of Willie Adames talking about, like, yo, they're in New York, right? Part of the culture in New York, we got a barbershop on every other block. Guys get out of the chair feeling like $1 million to go to Yankee Stadium and flex on the weekend. The players can't look how they want to look.
Come on, baby. Hey, the boys are heading in the right direction. I'm gonna tell you that right now. It's that Goldschmidt out there smacking stuff. Can I switch subjects real quick?
Yes, sir.
Cody Bellinger out there on his toes gliding. I'm gonna tell you something as a center fielder. Look, I want to give a little few nuggets. Cody Bellinger, I know it was game one of spring training, but something about being in those pinstripes, right? The uniform that his dad once donned. He got a different type of, I'm telling you, I'm watching, I've been out there. He has a different type of look in his eye. He got a little gleam to him. You know what I'm saying? He's gliding the stuff.
Seeing him go catch everything today, Cam. I was actually talking about Dominguez being in center field and him going to left. I shut up today after seeing him go make plays, cut off the right fielder, go make a play, get the ball, throw a runner out at second. I'm like, wait, Cody Bellinger is here. Like, there is no other center fielder.
I watched Curtis Granderson. You want to get better? Go get extra work in left field. I don't want to hear nothing about Dominguez. You want to get better on defense? Go get extra work on defense. His bat is going to be just fine. Cody Bellinger I watched him today, and I'm a center fielder, and I'm watching this guy's jumps, his reads, his communication.
It's actually special that he can go play first base if you need him to, but the way he was gliding around and striding, like, that's what a center field, he was playing it like a center fielder, man. Like, I'm being real, like, yeah, you know what, Dominguez, you're going to play some left. If Cody's off his feet, we can play center, but Cody Bellinger is your center fielder. That's yeah. That's your center field.
Good.
The outfield was set today. Cody Bellinger is center. Judge is going to be in right. Dominguez, you will figure out how to play left. You're too athletic to not. You're too young and athletic. If you want to get better, get reps out there when we go home to the Bronx. Figure it out.
Even with Goldie, man, I know you hear everybody talking about who's going to play third base, DJ LeMahieu, Oswald Peraza, Cabrera. When I saw Goldie smack that first pitch that he connected on off the wall, he went and golfed it out. I'm like, wait, this is Paul Goldschmidt. If he is like 75% of what I know Paul Goldschmidt to be, I'm not as worried about the lineup as I am on paper.
The good Lord put a few people here to do a few things, right? Certain people are meant. Paul Goldschmidt, he's going to be able to hit a baseball, so he's 40 years old. You know what he needs? You know what Paul Goldschmidt needs? You know what he needs? Paul Goldschmidt needs a fan base that's going to hold him accountable. I don't give a damn how old you are. You better get it done. But guess what? It's going to bring out the best Paul Goldschmidt that we could get. Like, that's what you need. You need guys like Paul Goldschmidt around Aaron Judge, you know, guys like, I'm going to be real with you, you know, Aaron Boone. Shout out Aaron Boone. Kudos. Get a shout out to the Yankees. I've been in the trenches. He's a leader of men. I know sometimes the fans don't get the you know,
speak
the answer.
Speak on it.
They don't. Sometimes the fans don't get the politically correct answer that they want to hear. Aaron Boone is a leader of men. Pat Murphy, certain guys, when I wake up, before I brush my teeth, thank the good Lord for waking me up. I can't wait to go play for Aaron Boone. Like, he's a leader of men. So again, kudos for the Yankees seeing that and not getting caught up in the media. Listen, when the last time they've been to the World Series, I'll wait.
Last time they won?
No, when they've been there. Aaron Boone. We back.
Yeah, 114 days ago. I mean, we
back.
They can get right back in this American League.
And Aaron Boone is the type of guy, as a player, I don't give a damn what the media says. He's a guy, you know, he believes in me. The communication is right. He's going to set me up for success. Right now, the Yankees, I don't give a damn if it's DJ LeMahieu, Cabrera. It doesn't matter. Now they have depth, right? And Aaron Boone, this is going to be your opportunity. Lefties, righties, whatever it may be, star in your role. Now it's up to those guys to do what they do well. Star in your role when you got to face the lefties. Star in your role when you're going to be the pinch hitter, right? That's a different conversation, right? Now that's on the player. That ain't on Aaron Boone. But what they have right now, people can say what they want. I love what they have. The depth, the arms. I'm telling you, it was fun to watch. It was fun to watch. Today was a good day for Yankees, for Yankees fans and Yankees organization. It was fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. I came in here with the pinstripe hat on, my World Series jacket. I got pinstripe socks on right now. I was like, yo, this was a Yankee day. The way I woke up, people were blowing up my phone like I had a meeting with Hal. I was like, hey, all I did was do my little part on air. I'm glad that I'm living in this time where the Yankees actually said, yeah, we can pull back on that policy. We've changed enough, right, Cam? Like, they have a patch on the pinstripes on the arm. They have a judge's chambers built in section 103, 104, right? They got the Nike swoosh over the pinstripes. Old timers day, the old timers don't even play anymore. Like, things have changed.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what they have, too? They have depth. Who was the lefty that threw today? Big, tall, nasty. Twins. Is it Brubaker? Who was it?
JT Brubaker was out there for a little bit.
No,
but then...
it was a Hedrick.
Yeah, I saw him late, too. Oh, that's the thing. We're goodness. In spring now. We're about to see, for real. One of the things I was most excited about is their pitching depth.
Yankees fans. Brent Hedrick. Boy, I'm telling you, another one. I know we thinking about Tim Hill. I think about pieces. It takes 40 men throughout the season. Listen, I know it. I get it. The Dodgers, they got it. They built a juggernaut. But the Yankees, cash, those guys deserve a lot of credit. I'm telling you. I know a lot of people are mad. Why didn't we do this and why didn't we do that? As a player who's been in the trenches, one thing there's no stat for, Keith, is character. they put a lot of the right pieces in place, man. I'm telling you. So,
hey, before I let you go, you said something. You said something. I got to ask you this question. This is for the Mets fans, right? Because, you know, when you talk about the characters, the clubhouse is something. It's important. And, you know, we had one of the greatest characters in the sport in the clubhouse in Juan Soto. His shuffle, his antics, his flair for the dramatic. But he's gone now, and there's a lot of people. You know, when the Yankees got to Tampa, all the media could ask each one of them is, what are you going to do without Juan Soto? Or even the pitchers, what happens when you face Juan Soto? What are the Mets getting now with Juan Soto paired with Francisco Lindor and Pete Alonso and Mark Vientos and the run that they went on last year now adding one of the best players in the sport?
Well, you know, I tweeted this, and I've been killed for my tweets. And I said this prior to Juan Soto. It might have been prior to, it might have been him signing. I don't know. Whenever it happened. Again, my experience, the Mets culture prior to him signing, it just seems like the fit, a better fit, if that makes any sense, right? And I don't want to really, just because we have more time.
We already been talking about it tonight.
You speak about the Latin players.
There's more Latin players over there, Latin manager. Like, better fit. You've been in the Yankee pantheon. They got a ton of greats. Juan Soto views himself as the greatest of all time. He's got a better shot of going down as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, Met, if he can go over there in the next 15 years and deliver championships.
And not even that, he can go down as one of the greatest Yankees, but I think the atmosphere, what the history of the Mets have been, right? Oh, I go back to when I was playing Omar Minaya, right? It was just, the whole team was Spanish, right? The whole team was Latin, which is great, right? And I think, like, even now, you still have held on to that, and I kept that culture, and I love it, right? And I think it makes it fun. And I think when I look at Juan Soto's personality, again, to me, I know the money is one thing, Keith, but I just always have felt like that atmosphere fit Juan Soto. It has nothing to do with Juan. Aaron Judge, you talk about Lindor, you talk about, you know, Castro. So many people that you just named, like, it seemed like that's what he would rather be around, right? Prior to the beard rule, little things, right? A lot less, you know, a lot more loose,
yes.
You could say.
Less buttoned up, right? Less corporate, less rules, really.
So to me, it just seemed like it fit. So I think it's a great fit. They're getting a guy who I think is, you know, my whole thing, and I always say it, and I'll throw it out there, hurt or injured, Juan. You sign this deal, $800 million. I don't want to hear no, man.
Oh, he's going to post.
So that's the thing now. Well, the deal is great, but you got to post, bro. So I think they're getting the guy that they deserve. I think he actually ended up in the place that he was supposed to be in. I think the Yankees are actually better off. I think the Mets are better off. So I think it worked out on both sides, right?
There are arguments on both sides. Judge needs to be in right field. The Yankees did not need to tie up $760 million in one player that can't play defense everywhere when, you know, the defense is what failed them in their finest hour.
Before MLB Network let me go, they killed me. I'm like, no, Harold. I'm like, Aaron Judge is a right fielder. I don't care what he tells you. That's what he's saying, all the right things. Aaron Judge, your best Aaron, and even think about this, Aaron Judge is the MVP. Your best Aaron Judge is in right field. Like, still, that's scary. Think about how scary that is. I stand on it.
The cannon. I can't wait till he's throwing people out again.
I play center field to where they used to ask me, what position you play? I play center field. Oh, you play outfield? No, I play center field. And then got to the point where I was like, no, actually, I play outfield. Where do you want me now? Because center field's hard on your body. I'm good. I'll gladly go play left or right. Aaron Judge is the best. Aaron Judge is in right field. Cody Bellinger in center. Boy, Dominguez in left. That's, boy, all of a sudden now, too, the right pieces around them. Goldschmidt, Bellinger. It all worked out. Everybody went with it. Juan Soto went where he was supposed to go. Goldschmidt where he was supposed to go this year. I'm telling you, I cannot wait to watch baseball this season, Keith. I'm hyped. So if you need me, holler at me. I cannot wait. We can talk about it all year, brother.
Cam, you're the man. I appreciate you, bro. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night. You killed it as always.
Hey, man. You too. Keep doing what you're doing, bro. Keep paving the way. Keep inspiring, bro. Killing it.
Will do. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Cameron Maven. I don't have to tell you anything else. You just heard everything from the guy right there. A great spot. Just did me a big favor coming on the Fan to let you know about being a Yankee and the facial hair policy and sharing his experience. Like, how dope is it? He's talking about Don Mattingly as his manager, telling him, like, hey, we need you to cut your hair. And Donnie went through that with George, and then, you know, even giving you some nuggets on Judge and Soto. And I mean,
wealth of knowledge. A wealth of
He's got
knowledge.
A ton of baseball knowledge. He's lived it, he's talking it now. He's great. He's one of a kind, man. And the little southern accent on all of it makes it that much better.
Little southern twang. And on top of that, he agreed with me about Vladdy. He agreed with me. And look on your face.
I don't like Vladdy, bro. I don't want him. I never wanted him over here.
See, that's not wanting him is separate than they did this for the future.
Just in case.
Just
in case it shakes out where, I don't know.
Just in case.
Pete opts in.
Vladdy has three offers.
Mets can have both.
Right. Vladdy has three offers at like $400 million each. And now he doesn't have to worry about shaving his beard because the Yankees don't worry about it anymore. That's all it comes down to.
I mean, that was great. Now, I mean, we have a full rack of calls. Over 1,200 people watching live. Cameron Maven just crushed it.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.